welcome to It's All Chaos, a podcast about two best friends who are navigating the ups and downs of working full-time,
running their own businesses,
blending families,
and taking on Nana duties.
Join us for our Becoming Sister Wives book club and Sister Wives rewatch.
And the challenging day-to-day events that just prove that every day, all day,
it's all chaos.
Welcome to episode 26 of the It's All Chaos podcast. I'm Jill.
I'm Tracy.
And I'm Alex.
We're talking about Janelle today, and I'm right this time.
We're on chapter 6.
Chapter 6 of chapter Becoming
six.
Sister... I'm sorry, the New York Times best-selling book, Becoming Sister Wives.
The Story of an Unconventional Marriage.
Chapter 6!
Which is titled Janelle.
It is in the section Sorority. So there's like, the book is broken up into the three sections we talked about before, where at the beginning it's kind of becoming the wives.
Four parts.
And then...
Not three. Four. Four parts. Matrimony.
Matrimony, where they get married. It's the women getting married to the man. And then this part is sorority, basically the...
Like more of the sister-wife type of relationship.
How they all kind of blended in. The marriage. Right. So yeah. That's what we're talking about is Janelle entering the family.
The family. I just have to ask really fast because I said, who dat? Do your kids, y'all know Alex is a teacher, right?
I'm a teacher.
Are your kids running around all the time saying, who did that? Who was that? Who did that?
No, but they like to do something of like the new phone, who dis? New shoes, who dis?
Yeah, okay.
Like when they get new things.
Yeah, that's...
They're like, oh, new shirt, who dis? And so then funny, when I made a TikTok video yesterday about my new purses, that's what I titled my video, new purse, who dis? So, thanks, fourth graders.
Right. Well,
Shout out to my fourth
Tori
graders.
Tori is just taking it out. Like, Tori gets on things, and Casey gets annoyed really fast because it happens a lot in a short period of time. So, then he's like, dude, you've said that like 500 times since
this
I've
been
home today.
This is part of the chaos of our lives.
Yep.
Yes. Here we're going to talk
Insert
to
chaos.
I had to share.
We're inserting some crazy.
Anyways, it made my brain go squirrel. But anyway, so yeah, the last two or three days, she's been saying, like, who did that? Like, she'll do something like, I don't know, like let out a really big burp after drinking soda, and then she'll be like, who did that? Like,
Urkel.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
The new version of
it. It's the new version of the Urkel.
But it happens for 5,000 everythings. Like, who took the last french fry? Who did that?
That's funny. I'm going to pay attention and see if they say that, and maybe I just haven't picked up on it.
So maybe it's a trend or something that I'm not on that side of the TikToks.
I'll let you know if it comes up in fourth grade.
All right, let's talk about Janelle, who may be my favorite sister wife. I don't know.
I mean, I like her. I think Christine's my favorite, but I like Janelle.
I mean, I think Janelle probably is my favorite at this point. Now, it wasn't when I started. Mary was my favorite.
Yes.
In the very beginning, Mary was my favorite, too, which is really weird.
Yeah.
Because now she's really not.
Nope.
Fallen from graces.
It's very strange.
So, we start off with Janelle, right? The first sentence of the chapter, I was enchanted with the idea of polygamy.
Because she did not come from a polygamous background, and so she joined
the faith
later.
But her mom had married into a polygamous family.
Yep.
Right around the time that she was, the time that she also joined.
So she, I think that's what brought her interest in. I am so sorry about the dogs. They are having a scuffle.
Yeah, we're just going to have puppy playtime all day. Like, since I've been here.
It's all right.
Just so y'all know, we've been trying to podcast for about 2 hours now. We've eaten and watched puppy playtime. And we're finally recording, so we'll do our best. I highlighted on the first page here, I imagine that my new sister wife, Mary, would immediately become my best friend.
Mom also highlighted that. I can see in her book.
Yeah,
as well.
All right. Yeah, we're podcasting for you. But I think again, it's interesting. Janelle came from the Mormon faith, and she saw her mom transition into polygamy. But the thing is if you recall, I believe it was in the Janelle chapter, that... The reason that Janelle's mom married Wynn, who was Cody's dad, was because of Janelle. Her mom went to kind of support her and make sure she wasn't getting roped into some fancy cult next
to
she's
right.
marrying,
yeah, that is true.
She's
yeah,
marrying
yeah.
Cody's dad. Right?
Yeah, so they kind of went into Janelle the folds at the same time.
Yeah, you're right.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's
right.
True.
She went to make sure she wasn't
getting roped
into some cult.
Because
she
did say that. She said, my mom came to make sure that it wasn't weird.
Right?
Yeah. You know, like weird, not like, oh, that's kind of weird. The weird.
The super weird, right.
But so anyways, obviously they're, this is all about the sisterhood. So we know that they're already married. Immediately after moving in with Mary and Cody, I began to lose my sense of self, which we kind of heard about in the previous chapter.
And we're going
to
hear kind of that theme throughout this chapter that she likes to keep, you know, things that are hers. She likes to work and she likes to have a purpose and there a focus on things.
Right.
And she feels like a lot of her process here has been kind of turning into the wallflower, I guess, that Mary was.
Yeah, I don't know.
At the beginning.
I think maybe that's why polygamy or sister wifehood appealed to Janelle, is because she still could have her own time and then she had time with her man. Like, she, you know what I mean? Like, you know, there are couples who
like
just can't be apart.
Like, that's why the idea was enchanted.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah, is that she could, you know, at least at this point, 50-50, right? It's like 50 with, 50 without, but she could still have her sense of self. Although, once she got married, it seemed that she was lacking self-esteem and she was struggling with body image, I guess, comparing herself to Mary, which as women, we can't not compare ourselves.
It's just
we
a natural thing.
When you're living in the
it's
same
natural
house and you're
thing. Especially
yeah.
that. And you're sharing
wives.
A man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, she does say a little further down there that this is in this time is when she discovered that she really enjoyed working. She knew that in addition to having children, that having a career would be one of the things that would be most important to her, so that she felt like she had a sense of security and happiness. And how sad it is to know where we are right
yes.
now in the episodes.
Where she says she has nothing.
Right. In the most recent.
And she has worked nonstop since the beginning of this marriage. Right.
And she has
if
nothing that is hers.
Employed,
bringing in
the
money.
The entire time. Right.
Yeah. Now, everybody has worked in, you know, different ways.
Yep.
Again,
right.
Christine gets a lot of kudos
because she did a lot of the raising. Right. Totally.
Yes.
And I,
absolutely.
You know, I know that this chapter gives Mary credit for this support and all of this, like, raising of the children, but I am honestly wondering how much of the raising of the children Mary had involvement in.
Right.
I mean, it's just...
You don't hear much about it.
Because she only had one. So if she took her daughter to her area or whatever...
And then the part that...
Know.
Yeah.
And the part that we have heard about, like, coming out from older children talking about it, it doesn't really sound like it was... Now, and
she
I wasn't
the
there.
Disciplinarian,
but it wasn't like it wasn't like a big nurturing thing, but it was like, that's who, like, would get them in trouble. Or, like, they'd be in trouble, and so Mary would come in and...
Yeah.
Like, throw the hammer down about whatever the issue was.
We've talked about it, too, though, but I think you have parents like that. You have
right.
one parent
yeah.
who's harder
right.
on the kids than the other, or the one
right.
who's,
get
who's
focused,
kind of cracks,
work on
right.
your school,
cracks
that
the whip.
Kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah, there's kind of always one
because
that's
I don't think that Mary during those times,
but yeah.
any of this time that we're talking about, at this point, had a job.
Yeah,
she and Christine seem to be...
Or at least not a steady job.
Yeah, and that's what we don't know. Now, when... You guys, my leg is totally getting humped under the table.
Funny.
And I'm trying to get the dog to stop humping my leg under the table.
This puppy is... Sorry, if you haven't seen him, he is crazy.
Well, you know, it's Wednesday.
It's
hump
day!
Day.
Come here, buddy.
What day?
I love you, buddy.
Hey, 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 Greg.
But
is it Greg?
Greg,
what day is it?
Hump day!
Oh,
on
Geico
Wednesday,
commercials.
We hump.
Geico commercials are amazing.
All right, taking a pause. All right, we've taken a pause on hump day. We are back. If you know why things are kind of weird and maybe sometimes I'm half through a thought, it's I'm trying to figure out how to be nice to the puppy underneath that's humping my leg. Okay. So, but anyways, we hear a lot about Christine rearing the children and we hear a lot about Janelle always working.
Right.
We know that Mary helped with the kids.
We
and
also know that Christine had a job in the evenings.
We've heard those comments,
right.
too. But again, in the beginning,
so we
part
don't know
of this,
about that, but
let's
I
just,
would assume we'll hear about that
yeah.
in the next chapter.
I mean, we're reading a book that was written two years after the show started recording, because it started recording or started airing in 2010. Okay. And then this is 2012 for this book.
Right.
But I'm thinking of early episodes. We definitely see Janelle leaving. We definitely see her going to work. She's
right.
Cody's saying goodbye to her in the morning because she's
right.
the first one out the door. We know that Cody kind of did outside sales.
Now, we know, I don't think Christine's working at that point because she's very pregnant.
Right. Right. Yes, that is the thing. And we don't
and she's
know
homeschooling.
When or how close around.
In some, in some capacity, she was homeschooling the kids.
Yep, for sure. At that point. So, I don't know if that was, you know, always the case. Maybe just when the kids were really little, she had a night job that it was easy to put them to bed and go work.
Right,
I don't know.
I mean, we know that they struggled more with money. When they first had, like, probably the first five or six little ones.
Yeah. But we know that, or at least, I don't remember seeing in those early episodes Mary going anywhere. Right. Like, they don't show her going off to work.
We hear in, again, the first parts of this book, we heard about her and Cody working places and then just dropping their
jobs
to go on vacation, basically.
She had one kid that was a teen.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah. And, you know, Cody comes home from work on that very first episode. Cody comes home from work and says hi, and Janelle's, I guess all the women were home.
Yeah.
At that point, Janelle was home, but maybe they knew they were recording, so they were home. But yeah, I think aside from hearing Mary wants to go to school, we don't ever hear about Mary.
Yeah, she wanted
Mary
to go back to school.
She was
going to
be like a teen counselor. Like that.
Right, she
wanted to work with at-risk youth.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, we don't hear much of anything.
Maybe
about
we'll hear
that,
more about that.
When we move on to the next page, some of the things that I've highlighted, and then we can talk about them.
Sure.
Because they kind of loop together. In no time, I came to feel like a guest who had overstayed my welcome. When she was younger, Mary had quite an overbearing personality. She made it clear I was disrupting her household. I'm a pleaser. I was raised to be non-confrontational. And I know now that our experience is by no means unusual for young plural families and that the first year of living the principle is far and away the most difficult. And this is a theme throughout this chapter, all of these things.
Right.
That Mary is just mean. I mean, that's what it comes through when she's always digging at her, whips at her,
well, and
poking at
her. That's not
how
I do that. That's not how
and
I like
so
that
Janelle
in my house.
And so Janelle basically tended to stay in her room.
Right.
And she's saying she knows that this first year was like this, but she goes on to talk about these activities.
It was like this until Christine came into the family, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Is what it makes it sound like.
Even
which would be 3 years.
Because when he moved the family
or no,
to Utah,
another year.
Yeah, she stayed in Wyoming.
Yeah, for a while she did that. There was a period of time where she moved out. We know that when Christine first got married, she said, "We're getting our own place."
Right.
So they all started off kind of, you know, eventually separate. But I highlighted some of the same things as you, but I highlighted at the top, working gave me inner strength and confidence. But then talking about Mary, Mary and I went from cordial to frosty overnight. So for some reason, a switch flipped. And... yeah, it wasn't, you know, you're bringing in the sister wife and you almost think at some point you'd be overly kind, right?
Everybody be trying to make things work.
Overly ass kissy, for lack of a better term, right? Like, overly considerate.
Yeah, totally.
Right? Because we're going to get the feel of how this works and let's start super nice and we can hey, you please, would you please?
And
or
is
I kinda
it
like
just
it
because
this way.
She
how
already
do it?
Had 3 years there, so she felt
Maybe.
It was her house, her stuff, her way. But again, that continues to play on for some time. And we know that Janelle is non-confrontational. She doesn't want to have the big confrontations.
Yeah.
So that's why in these
later seasons
that we see her fight back.
Right.
That I'm like, go Janelle.
Right.
Go.
Exactly. But the last thing I highlighted on that page was, but divorce was never a question for us. It's funny that here, 2 years into the show, I don't know how many years into marriage they're referring to.
She's really struggling.
Right. How long have they been married at this point? But she says back then, divorce was never an option. And it's funny because after this, spoiler alert, the next episode we're recording is about the look backs, part one and two. So make sure you know all about those.
And at that point in time, she is also an ex-wife labeled on the show.
Right. For sure.
For divorce not being an option at this time.
Right.
She has since.
Right. But the thing is I think I see it a lot from Cody that for some reason, and again, I don't know a lot about the AUB or the fundamentalist Mormon type of rules or whatever, but it seems like Cody felt the need to drive the women away because something he felt about their celestial bond or whatever,
he can't be the one that breaks it.
He can't. The woman has a right to come and go as they please, but
according
he
to
is
him.
Not, you know, so the only option he had was to try to drive
them
away.
To make them want to leave because he can't be
and
the one to start
whine.
That.
Right.
Which both
it's all their fault.
Which Christine called him out on, not to his face, but like in one of her like interview things.
Yeah.
Said that he is stringing Mary along. He should just call and be like, or maybe it was Mary who called him out. One of them said, like, and he went through this and did this until I was like, okay, I guess it'll be me.
Yeah.
Right? Type of thing, right?
Yeah.
Where it goes along with what you're saying.
Yep, for sure. Absolutely.
So,
and that's just something interesting with what's going on with the... Hi! Okay, so next page. Cody and Mary would sit together on the couch while I felt left out and cold. We heard that in the previous chapters. So I learned to separate myself, which is what I would do. I would think, even if you're living together in the same home, like, I think we already discussed it here.
You're not going to sit there and
watch them. It's my night, so it's our night in the living room.
Right.
When you're done, you go out with your friends, you go to your bedroom, you go into another room, the den, the study.
You make yourself
scarce.
But yes, because that just makes the most sense.
If it's Janelle's night, Mary should not be sitting with him on the couch. And I don't know if that's what was happening or if just...
Or maybe at that point in time, they didn't really have, like, a... Because it was just the two of them, and they were all living in this, like, smaller place.
That maybe, house,
or an apartment or something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, like, a big space. So maybe they didn't have this, like, super strict schedule of, like, your night, my night. And it was just kind of, like, we're all existing together, and wherever Cody lands is where he is. But even if that's the case, it still seems weird that they wouldn't be like, okay, but
well,
I want to make sure I have
the
my
best shower
time.
Is.
Right? Yeah.
So
the best shower and the biggest closet.
I did
closet.
Think it was interesting...
Right.
As we get on that page, which I had never known until this point, was that she was pursuing studying Native American arts and crafts and wild plant herbology.
Which is so odd.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah,
is
she,
don't you remember
is
she
went out to Wynn's farm and put up a teepee or something
yes.
and lived
well,
there?
Well, yeah, that's true.
It
was
very
good to live out there.
And
it was
we
cool.
know she's into gardening and all of those things. So,
yeah,
I mean,
but
I just
like...
find that her interests are so diverse. And she's just interested in things in life.
I just
and
feel
it's
like
unique.
The Native American arts and crafts is such a, like, random one-off thing that it's like... What made her
it's
interested
like
in that? Because like, was she
archaeology?
Like, was
yeah.
she
area?
Because she's not Native American. Like, in her background, is she? Does she mention
really,
that
I don't
at
know.
All?
I don't
know. So
that
it's
I've
just kind
of
interesting.
That.
Like,
yeah.
where would that interest come from?
But maybe in Salt Lake,
so,
you know, there are a lot of you know,
yeah,
even
I mean,
us in Arizona,
yeah, that's
there's
true.
Plenty. So
yeah,
I don't know what.
So maybe it's just
what
being
tribes are native
it,
to their area. But yeah, maybe
just
living in these smaller towns.
Not that it's bad to be interested in it. Just I wonder what sparks the interest.
I just thought that was very interesting. So this page, then it continues on to say that, you know, how often Cody, he has to work out of state a lot. And so he'd often take Mary with him, which was easy because she didn't work.
Right.
Janelle had to stay back and make money.
Right.
So Mary could gallivant around, which gave them a whole bunch more alone time.
Yeah.
And Janelle says, I thought it was extremely flaky to blow off work for fun like that because she was, I shouldn't say she wasn't working. She was working. She was working at the...
The trophy
the,
place.
The trophy
right?
place.
Yeah,
that's
the
right.
Engraving
she worked
place.
A
the
bunch
engraving,
of years there.
Yeah.
But she could just go. She wouldn't get paid.
It was like a small family owned thing.
Whenever she wanted and
so
not work.
Super flexible.
And
right.
so she would go and she's like, we are broke.
Yeah.
And she is just saying, oh, I don't have to make the money. I could just go.
Yeah.
Which again shows more of the levels of selfishness of Mary.
Yeah.
So, We move kind of into the next phase where she's talking about that her mother lives on the ranch where she spent a lot of time. And during these times when Mary was gone or whatever, she was alone. And so that was the only person she could rely on during these times. And she was going through her own adjustment period, getting into the plural marriage that she was in. And she was new to polygamy. And so they didn't actually openly just discuss the stresses that they were having, but she mentions it was just nice that she knew her mom was close by and experiencing something similar so that they had some of the same struggles, even though they didn't discuss them a lot, they were there for each other and her mom was at least there and somebody to be with, so she wasn't alone.
Right, which is great that she had that too. But I mean, the relationship, I mean, it says it was just like so rough, so uncomfortable. We rarely spoke to each other, but we tolerated each other. We were like roommates who didn't get along. Cody would take Mary, like you said. But when Mary didn't work, she didn't get paid. So they're short on money. We were so broke. And
in these situations, why are you choosing to not help
the
family?
Well,
provide
the thing
more
is,
income?
Though, okay, again...
I mean,
talk about life.
This is the time. If you've got three adults that can all work,
yes.
with no
why
children,
why wouldn't you do it as much as possible to make
to
your
prepare
financial
for later?
But I still also say you wanted. I mean, at the where was it? I highlighted it and I read it while somebody was talking. Then I said, "But oh, here, this was not the celestial plural marriage I imagined." when Cody's gone and it's just you two, you both should be working and coming home and having girl time.
Right.
So why are we not bonding over this instead of it being more tumultuous?
Right. Why did Cody not say, no, you need to work. Right. And you need to be here. Right. I'm going to work.
Yeah. Right. Totally. Right. Like, you don't get to then just come with me and leave her stranded. So now it's like you and I are having this alone time, whatever. Jill has an entire page where she didn't highlight a dang thing. That was the one.
I already talked about those.
Page but 115, I did not find she anything. She said 115,
that was forget she was you, with her mom. Janelle.
She was bonding with her mom. So then on the next page.
If you look
page,
at mine, no highlighting page, anywhere.
Jill has a little more highlighting.
Alex also didn't highlight that page.
I only highlighted the part there at the end where she said, I felt that I had wandered far off of my career goals. Because she turned to her outlet which was her career, to bolster her self-confidence, as we mentioned earlier. But when she married Cody, she had to quit the job she had in Utah when she moved to Wyoming, and there wasn't as many employment opportunities. So she just had to take whatever she could.
Yep. So it wasn't necessarily something that was in her plan or her path or her interest or
and then this
her
is,
passion.
This is where the story starts picking up.
Right?
Because this is where she finds out she is pregnant.
Yep. Oh, this
and
gets,
she says
gets
that she knew that it was going to be uncomfortable telling Mary because Mary had, you know, been trying for
they had been married for 3 years and there was no baby. So obviously it was because they believe in having children. It wasn't because they weren't trying to have children. Right. And so she knew it was going to be kind of a sore
subject. She said, and I like this about her, because this shows Janelle was spicy back then. However, I have to say I didn't care how she felt about my big news. If it upset her, so be it. And I think this is her saying, I'm sick of everything with her being
and tiptoeing around her being down a poop problem. About how I fold the towels or how I wash a dish. Yeah.
And she said but in the pregnancy, she was becoming, you know, even worse off with Mary because she was so physically exhausted that her ability to put up with Mary's snide remarks and the jabs, she wasn't having it. So at this point, Cody took a new job logging mountains. And so, again,
I did not see him as a logger. I read that and I was like, wait, what? I read it again.
And so,
logging mount. Yeah. Okay. He went from a salesman selling
billboards.
Billboards, yeah.
Maybe that's when he actually had his six pack abs. Because he talks about these six pack abs a lot.
He does talk about them.
But I saw this picture.
To see them. Okay.
So, this brings me to a small tangent that is related to this, though, that I mentioned six pack abs. Cool. I saw this picture. And it was of Cody with one of his awful haircuts from like early on in the show. Like when Robin's first coming in, he's got some shorter hair. It's maybe around the time when they're talking about Robin getting her wedding dress and stuff, ooh, whatever the haircut he had going on. And he was sitting on the couch or in a chair and he had like a workout tank on. So it was like that dry fit type of material.
Yeah.
So it was tighter. And in that picture, definitely did not have a six pack. He definitely had the real dad bod going on. And someone said, can someone please tell me when exactly his delusion six pack abs existed? Because I haven't seen it the entire time we've known him.
Right. Maybe when TV. He was on the high school wrestling team.
Right. Or maybe when he was logging in the mountains.
Right. Yep.
Because we didn't know him then. That would have been, 16 years earlier.
His mountain man days.
That's right.
Mountain man.
So, but again, Mary starts going with him.
Yep.
So if he's out of town, she's going with. Now, I don't know
if that's because
he wants
the
companionship. And he's like, well, you can come if it's because she has the ability to leave the job or because she's just lazy and doesn't want to work. I don't know what all.
Or let's just also say that. Cody didn't love Mary at all at this point in
time. That's what
I
was thinking.
He was faking it.
But
he
wants her. He was okay with her to be around when he goes out of town.
Again, it just makes me so mad that he's trying to have revisionist history. As I read all this stuff, I'm sitting here going,
and I have a comment.
You're full of poop, mister.
I have a comment that goes along with that when we get to our look back episodes.
Yep.
Sure do.
Alrighty, so I'm moving on to page 118, I'm going to step back because there's something at the bottom of the previous page. What are we talking about? On the
mountain
bottom
man.
Of this page.
Mountain
man
days.
But I just need to know that you love me, Janelle was asking Cody. A strange expression spread across Cody's
face. I felt like if he was going to laugh, not out of cruelty, but out of relief, and he said, of course I love you. That's all I need to hear. Because again, every now and then she needed some reassurances.
Sure.
Because obviously she's being left in the lurch a lot, and she's working really hard for a bunch of people that are probably seeming pretty ungrateful at this
point. And honestly, what woman in a relationship, marriage, of whatever, of any kind, doesn't like to hear, I love you from time to time as just an assurance? Not that I ever think in my, from my day to day, that like Tyler, my husband, all of a sudden like doesn't love me. But like if he went an entire day without saying it at least one time, I'd probably be like, hey, I love you. Like, I just need to hear it today.
But, you know, to...
You know?
To,
yeah. Whereas she probably isn't hearing it on a daily basis because of their weird split thing and again, him being gone and...
To add into the stress, right before she's giving birth to Logan, he goes out and marries Christine.
Right.
Right. True. That is... That
so
is...
Well, don't worry. It happened to Christine, truly. So,
true,
you know...
Facts.
She got payback.
I'm just saying.
Facts.
And so... But Janelle was not mad about that because she thought that Christine coming in was going to take Mary's focus off of her.
Yep. And put it on somebody else.
And put it on somebody else.
And yep.
So she was like, praise
the Lord.
To some
extent, she said it did. But it didn't do it completely because at first, Christine and Mary seemed to be palsies. But she said when Christine came in, it was clear to her, like Christine says, that she didn't just want a relationship with Cody. She wanted to join the family. And she came from polygamist
royalty. Right, polygamist background, yeah.
So
she was ready to be the third wife.
Right.
She knew what she was
walking
into.
Exactly.
And Christine, she thought it would be a good fit. And she thought that her and Christine would be better friends than Mary and her were. And I think she was.
And she looked forward to that.
I think that Christine was better friends with both of them than they were with each other.
Yeah,
right. For sure. And we definitely see now that obviously Janelle and Christine are way better friends. And I don't think they were always as good of friends as they are now, back even in these times. Because they talked about in times when like they weren't as close as they are now. And Mary's made comments that they weren't always as close as they are now. But I definitely think that they, like what you said, she was closer to both of them separately than they ever were to each other, for sure.
And she mentions that that Christine's sunny disposition was the perfect antidote to the sour environment. So you kind of feel bad for Christine that she came into such a sour place. But Janelle, you know, says that she has always been overly sensitive to being excluded, and when she came in, obviously she's pregnant, so she has a baby, you know, in the beginning.
There's a lot of emotion.
There's a lot of things that she couldn't go do because of the baby. But unfortunately, she wasn't even being invited.
Right.
It was just like, oh, we're two single gals with no kids, so we're going to run around and do things.
Yep.
Right.
And it worked out.
So, but they did, it does go on to say in the next page that once they had cemented the bond between Christine and Mary, Mary was much less difficult to get along with. So I guess Mary felt like she had her ally. And then, for the most part, Mary, Christine, and her were able to put aside their differences and create a warm and stable environment for their kids, which by that time, both Mary had had her kid and
Mariah.
Christine had had
had
a child. So they each had a baby.
Yep.
So they had a little more in
common. So now all three of them are on the same page.
Right. She said that
it
was also at this time when she thought that the other ladies started to understand when she would say, I'm tired, or she wasn't getting as much done as they thought she needed to while she's also working.
Right.
That.
And now they're getting a little bit of it.
They're like, oh, yeah, it is different when you have a baby.
Or it's kind of, I mean, because it's kind of like that thing of like, you don't really know like until you've gone through a thing. Like when people are like, oh, I would never let my kids do that. And it's like, okay, why don't you just wait until you have kids? And then when you get to the restaurant and they want to order macaroni and cheese, that's Kraft. You're going to let them because that's what they're going to eat, as opposed to, so you're going to pay $8 for a bowl of Kraft macaroni and cheese because that's what they will eat. Right, because that's what they'll eat when you're going out to dinner instead of, you know, and so it's kind of like that type of thing.
But they want Goodles, and so Nana's going to buy
the
Goodles.
Well, it's fine. No, it's...
What is Goodles?
They're protein
macaroni. And that's what Nana has because she needs more proteins in her diabetes life. And so that's what they've had here. So we saw them at Costco, and James was like, Mom, It's Goodles. That's like what Nana has. I love Goodles. And I said, well, right now we have a bunch of macaroni. Maybe when we run out, we can buy Goodles. It's like a box of mac and cheese.
Oh, and it comes with the
yeah, and it's
fake
called
cheese, make it cheese or whatever. Yeah. I'm just curious.
And it's called Goodles. Okay. And so then I was like, so I told Mom that story. Next time I show up at Mom's house, guess who has a box of Goodles to take back to...
Nice.
To the children.
A box of boxes.
A box from the Costco or the whatever of the Goodles.
So, very important.
When we get on, moving on to the next page, they're talking about how they kind of all did different things with the kids. You know, that Mary and Christine were home, so they handled a lot of the things that happened during the day. Like if a kid got hurt, Janelle wouldn't maybe even hear about it until she got home because she knew that they were handling it. They would do right by her children.
Yep.
And so they all felt safe in that. And in that regard, she said that they all acted as one team. And that made me sad because I wanted to know when that stopped.
Robin? I mean, we're seeing it. We're seeing it all fall apart. Yeah. I'm not going to 100% blame Robin. I blame Cody. The biggest villain in this whole thing is Cody.
But I think when we get
Cody.
To the end of this chapter, there's a couple of things said about Robin that I'm like, I don't believe it.
Well, I'll be interested to see how we get there. But I liked how they said, again, this is from Janelle's voice. I loved co-parenting our kids. Like you read, we're on the same team. She knew that Christine and Mary were handling things the way that she wanted to. So it was good that even after, again, butting heads, that they had made their way to the same page.
Right.
And again, I think they bonded over the rearing of their kids, watching their kids all grow up together. I mean, it was almost like having triplets, even though the ages were a little bit different.
She says
like,
on the next page, for all of their lives, they have had the benefit of four, now five parents who expose them to a wide range of different interests, talents, opinions, and care and love them.
Yeah, and that's something that I've so tried to stress on my stepkids, right? I'm not trying to be your mom.
I'm trying to be another person to love on you.
Right. Not only another person to love on them, but I'm also another person with a whole different level of experiences that your mom and dad have not gone through.
A different world of
background. I've been
background.
To different places. Yeah. I've experienced different things. So please come to me for the things
For
you don't
advice
know, they
and
don't
for
know.
Whatever.
Yeah, I
might.
Can do that.
Yeah.
And that's what they had, which is great. You know, you got somebody who's kind of crafty and planty. You've got someone, you know, who's kind of fun and crazy. And, you know, so you're just, you know, you want to play pranks, you're going to go to Christine. But, you know, you want... Help studying,
well,
maybe
about
go to Janelle, yeah.
You want a birthday cake? Christine's making it.
Right.
Because Janelle said she's going to stop and buy some sheet cake at some department store.
Yeah, some groceries on the way home, yeah. So, my coworkers thought I had the easiest life imaginable. Some of them even wondered if I was secretly wealthy, if you can imagine that. Because they didn't walk around saying, I have sister wives, but she didn't
she
have to worry
about
what was for dinner
day,
or
like,
what.
Who
yeah.
can stay for 2 hours? She's like, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't
she's
have to
always willing
make
to make
kids.
The money. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And she says that, as always, I prefer to lose myself in my work, so my major contribution to the family is financial and practical.
Yep.
And I think Cody took advantage of that.
Oh, yeah. I think Cody took advantage of everybody. Mary ends up cranking out the money in the LuLaRoe down the road. She may not have given a lot up front, but you
Which
know that she gave a lot later.
For so long
it that. Probably is. It absolutely is. And the funny part is again, I was listening to another podcast today. I think I was listening to our Surviving Sister Wives friends, and they made a comment about how, I'm sorry, it wasn't. Was it Surviving Sister Wives? Oh, it might not have been. Anyways, but they were rewatching an episode, and they said, here we are in season 4, and Janelle's concerned about money. They're in their fourth season of Sister Wives. They're in their fourth season of TLC money. Uh-huh. And whatever the family is doing on top of TLC money, they're still tight on money.
Right.
So where
so
is
I think
it going?
I think it was my reality cringe. My reality cringe.
Well, because
so
when,
where
you've
is
got,
it going?
When you've got whatever Cody does for work, and you've got Janelle, you've got two adults supporting five adults.
Yeah.
And all these children.
We've got 18 children.
With three adults.
And again, well, we got five of two adults. And we got
four, five, six
jobs amongst us all, right? I mean, you do what you got to do, but...
Right.
So, and I'm not saying anything about that, but guess what? I don't have a TV show either.
But
so.
She says, Janelle clearly says, she says that they were like... that Christine was carefree and silly and all of these things. And she says, on the other hand, I'm a worrier. I'm a planner. I make my sister wives crazy with my plans and my contingency plans and my contingency plans. And we see that with Coyote Pass.
Yep.
We see that with her saying, I'm going to buy the RV. We see
I'm
going
to live on the land.
Ahead.
I'm going to try to make it to where like this is going to happen.
Yeah. So and then again, you see
stop
this
talking
last
about
scene,
it.
They just
do
take
it.
Advantage.
Her sitting there realizing all this time of prepping, all this faith and trust in this family, I know
they
better.
All,
and I've got nothing.
They all left her out to dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, and I'm not
the sacrifices
even sure.
She's you know made.
What, I'm not sure. I'm not going
to
say that Christine set her out to dry, because I'm wondering if there were conversations and they're like, maybe you should buy a house, because many times she would say, I'm not going
to
buy a house.
Well, I think Christine did encourage her to do that, because she's like, because she probably thought she needed to have something to her name. But Janelle was so invested in, our
family.
Plan is we're going to build on this land.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this thing.
And it will be...
And they crapped all over her.
Right. But then...
It will be a long time before we get there in our rewatching of the seasons, right?
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting when we get to the point where Cody is basically strong-arming Robin into buying a house. A lot of people like to pick on Robin and Cody and the fact that they have their Shira Chateau, this million-dollar house with a heated driveway where... But that was the house that they were renting. It was going up for sale. Mm-hmm. They loved the house. Cody is buy. And Robin kept saying no. According to the show, she kept saying no. I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to wait.
Right, because
a rental's gonna
no
come.
One else owns a house at this point.
Christine
right?
did.
Everyone was...
Christine owned
her house. Oh, okay.
Right. Yep. She owned that same house from the time they moved from Vegas.
Oh, because they never found
a rental.
That's right.
So buying was her only option.
That's right. Okay. That's
yeah.
right.
So the thing is, you know, sometimes I think, you know, in the Sister Wives fandom, a lot of people do pick on Robin for that, for the McMansion or whatever. And
yeah,
I think it's a little bit more of,
I think she submitted to Cody and Cody said,
and
we're
Cody.
Buying it. And she stopped fighting.
And I think
and
you
like,
also
okay.
hear that the proceeds of Janelle's house went into that $1 million
yeah,
mansion.
I think it did.
Yeah.
Right. So
right.
now Janelle has nothing. Janelle's refusing to build, or she's refusing to buy because she wants to build. She's
right.
taken the trailer, which
right.
we know those trailers are expensive, but she could have sold it for at least a good chunk of change back. More
mm-hmm.
than she would have spent in rent on an apartment. I don't know. But,
right.
I mean, she did her best, but turning around and looking backwards.
Well, she thought they were going to do some movement.
Of course.
During that time.
She thought it was going to be,
right.
she thought it
was
going to be kind of, yeah, like the encouragement to be like, okay, I'm going to be out here on the land and I'm going to be able to like encourage this to happen and kind of will it into existence.
Uh-huh, right? Yep.
And then Cody just thought she was crazy and was like, I don't know why you're doing this. And he was such a negative ninny about it.
Yep.
That then
because
it's like,
knew.
Yep.
Right.
They weren't doing it.
Right. That is all just this.
So
the angels had
this is,
no longer been singing.
This is where some of my annoyance really starts happening in this chapter.
Oh, no. This is where the annoyance
so,
actually starts.
She says, after about 5 years into the marriage, Christine had joined the family. Things had settled down. Cody began to mature emotionally.
Oh, good.
And they said this talked about how he stopped asking for advice from, I guess, primarily Mary's family and started making decisions for his family himself. So then he wasn't taking in these
yep.
outside people. But she says at the end, he had grown into a profound sensitivity and consideration, the likes of which I'd never seen in any other man. And
where's
I'm like,
that?
When?
When and where and how, huh?
And when did
and
he when did he
like
lose
that,
it?
He developed the confidence to take charge and stand on his own 2 feet.
Yeah.
To who? Mary?
Remember, he was he's a patriarchy, remember?
Oh, no, there was no
you
patriarchy.
You will bow to the patriarchy.
No patriarchy.
We're
going to talk about that.
We're
going
to go back
episode.
To being in the patriarchy. But that's
so,
what he says. We're going to go back to this. But
right.
when did
yeah.
you
when
have
and where
it?
Was the patriarchy?
I didn't highlight anything on the next page.
Not
that
I think there needs to be.
Because
I
think
bit.
I got so annoyed by the next page that I was like, just adding to
so
the,
again,
the
that same or on the same topic where I highlighted this paragraph starts, although Cody had matured significantly, he was no longer the naive, spontaneous romantic. Our home was crowded. Paying the bills was always a challenge. We never had enough money, no matter how hard we worked. This was the main point
and who's
of contention
the Cody
in any
and
argument
and
I
Cody
had
and
with
Janelle.
Cody. Right. That's
we.
Their
they
main
are the
point
we.
Of contention.
Yeah.
Right? Cody did the best. Cody did the best he could, and I never doubted his commitment to our children. The committed, I'm not going anywhere. He always reminded me, I'm committed, I'm not going anywhere.
I want to know, okay, so this is a couple times
so
in just...
they're having problems that they're talking.
Right.
But I'm not going anywhere.
And just a couple times in just the short
I mean,
amount
think
of
all
page...
that child support if he went somewhere.
No. But in this short amount of space of, like, if you take from the previous page to this page together, like, one whole page of the book, she's mentioned twice about how much maturing she's seen. So
right.
I want to know how immature was he to start? If this is such a profound maturity growth, and he's like what we see on TV, because I wouldn't consider that like profound maturity.
No. And it goes
so
on,
I want to know how, where did he start?
On that same,
if this is the progress, that's so amazing.
But at the end of the same page, I don't see this progress because she's talking about how she's having postpartum depression.
Yep.
She has a particularly nasty fight with Mary, one of the worst she's ever had. She's at her breaking point.
Yep.
She told Cody she was leaving and she got in the car and drove to her mom's house. The next morning, Cody shows up and nonchalantly asks her, so are we better now?
I mean, seriously,
no,
yes.
He didn't say, are we? He said, are you better now?
Are you better now? And then
she
says,
his
failure to understand how I felt was a slap in the face. Where is that maturity?
Right.
That you just talked about.
Her chapter is so contradictory.
Yes.
She is trying so hard to be kind, like she is in the show.
Right.
And be and give people
but
credit.
But then she's also giving parts of truth.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she's so, even in the show, she tries so hard to be kind and considerate.
And to paint him in such a good light and be a positive. Yeah.
So she says that she wanted to scream. And so that afternoon, she basically bundled all the kids into the car, took them to her mom's, and she had reached rock bottom. And after that fight with Mary, she had had enough. Her kids and her stayed with her mother for several months until she found her own place. Her job paid decent salary, so at this point, her money is not going to the family, which allowed her to buy a better car, her own home.
Yep.
And she started to build a life from herself apart from the sisterhood.
Yep.
So she knows she can do this.
Yep.
And she has done it before. And, you know, it wasn't until they get to the Biggie house, or you know, the first Biggie housing,
right?
That there's going to be what she feels like she can come back to. And she said the separation did wonders for her.
Yeah.
Being away from the chaos and the poking and all of those things
and the
and
negativity
not being told what to do,
and the nasty,
like she is a child of these people as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like being told how to behave in the home that is also hers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so once they get to the house where it is the three separate living quarters, which is where we pick up in the show, where we start with them in that house.
Yeah.
That's when she does feel like she can reunite. The kids wanted to be with their siblings. Makes sense.
Yep.
And but she would still have her own space. So nobody's telling her how to do her dishes and all those things.
Right, because they have your own kitchen, your own laundry.
Yep.
She says, the fact that we could all live together yet maintain separate living quarters felt like a dream come true, and it turned out to be just that. The big house changed everything.
Which I think is really interesting, because if we flash way forward to when they're in Flagstaff and Cody comes
Hits
to them with this plan of this really big house where they each have their own like full thing, and then the center common area, which he called kind of like
his
space, but it wasn't it was just like a living room, and I think there was a kitchen, but it was, could have been like a hangout space, right?
Absolutely.
For anyone
that's
in the family.
For sure.
And
they could put a ginormous Christmas
tree and
have meals. Yeah.
Family
area. Right. I think back to it, it's so weird when it's like the experience here had been so like good in that particular way.
Is
of
it just that all of them felt they couldn't live with Robin?
Or is it that at this point in time,
because
Christine at that point is the only one who's like very vocal against the big house, because Robin was for it, because Cody was for it. Janelle was for it because she wanted to build on that land to get whatever. And Mary, I don't really know. I think she could have gone either way. But Christine very much said she did not want to live in the same house anymore. And I'm wondering if that's because at this point she had had such like hard times in their marriage that maybe she was like, on the point of like she was starting to mentally prepare for like
she was
leaving.
Very jealous too.
Yes,
and jealousy.
She
but
made the comments
exist
out
in
loud
separate
though.
Places.
She
so,
said she didn't want to have to watch Cody like go on dates or go be romantic with another wife when she knew that their marriage was on the rocks.
Right.
I think that if Cody was heartfelt about these four marriages, if he was committed for life to these four marriages, and he told Christine, "Let you and me go away for 2 weeks. The family will survive 2 weeks. Let you and me go for 2 weeks.
Let's hash this crap out.
Let's figure our shit out. Let's start absolutely fresh. Let's focus
you
on you and me.
You think she would have been on it?
With no phone calls from
it?
I think if he would have come back and shown her that he could do it. But the thing is at that point, Cody was already out.
Right. He had already
been
to a point where
it was so bad.
He may not have expressed it,
but he was already out. And that's right. Because I remember
watching. Because I was like, this house looks awesome.
Oh, dude, I thought the house was so pretty.
I'm like, everyone do it. Like, it's going to be the dream. It's going to be like what you had in Utah, except for like now there's a fourth space because there's four of you. So it makes sense.
Right.
And I mean, so I was I loved that house. I was so sad for their family when it like was not a thing.
Yeah. But again, because
it could have. Not knowing
the behind the scenes,
right? Yeah, yeah.
And knowing why Christine was saying that. And I'm like, you don't want to see your sister wife leave with your husband? Go in your house and shut your door, you weirdo.
Right.
Like, you don't
because
the whole
that's
family
how,
doesn't line up and salute right. as
because
Cody's
that's
going
how it's
out
being portrayed to
life.
Us as the viewers right. is that she's just being ridiculous.
Right.
And so like in that moment I was like, what is wrong with Christine? Christine says she's all about this family. Why doesn't she want this big house? But now when we've heard some of the things and we've seen kind of how that's ended, I'm like, I can look back and be like, that's probably why.
And let's think about family dinners and you're watching this relationship over here totally thrive and he hasn't even said, hi honey, how's your
day?
That's
interesting
what
that you would say that
anymore.
Right. And that makes sense.
Our next two pages are all about Janelle talking about how, you know, in this house that their relationship got sweeter and more romantic and it was just doing nothing but benefiting from moving into the big house.
Yep.
She finished school. She rediscovered her self-esteem. She stopped taking others' criticism so seriously. She was like just in this happier place. And then they end by saying every decision we make has to be grounded in what is best for the entire family as a whole. And where did
stop? When did that? Because it definitely wasn't when they left Vegas to go to Flagstaff.
Vegas was
that wasn't
the
best intents for
best
everybody.
Option. I mean, they should have stayed in Vegas.
Oh, I mean, that cul-de-sac was the best thing they ever could have asked
100%,
for. 100%. Aside from
if they actually built that thing, four by five.
I mean, that was great. They had this entire backyard. The kids could see each other every day.
Right. They had dance parties in the cul-de-sac.
Yep, putting up the lights and all of that. But, you know, I had highlighted here, things were so good in the house. Now we can't even remember what half of the fights were about. That's how good it was. That at this point, they're looking back going, why were we so silly?
But we know
why
now.
Were we so crazy? Mm-hmm. And again,
because in the look back, we're remembering them.
Well, yeah, of course. But you think about, again, this Lehigh house. Cody would go and say hi to every wife. Every wife saw him every single
day. They would all get
day.
Together
he
to
say
prayers
at bedtime. Yeah,
at bedtime, the entire
everybody
family
would pray. He would tuck kids in all over the place. You know, according
he
to
would
what we're hearing.
He would help kids wake up in the morning and kind of start getting some of them ready. Yep. It looked like in some of the episodes
we saw
that. Yeah.
I mean, I know that there's, you know, none of them are still perfect. Logan's still making breakfast for his side of the family and things like that. And even then, he's older and responsible and he's good at that. Go for it.
And Janelle's working.
You know,
again.
Yep. So he's helping out his mom.
So, and then we end this on, I mean, this page, 129, with, if I were to lose one of my sister wives or one of her children, I would feel as if I had lost a limb.
Yeah.
But she is a physical
that's
how, way
yeah.
this
point, that's
I'm
where
like,
they made.
Do you feel like both your arms are gone?
Right.
You
right.
No,
is
she
Mary
probably
Robin?
Feels
yeah.
like she's got a couple extra
be,
arms
yeah.
now.
Two arms and a leg.
I mean, it's just so, so different. So, but, you know, again, there's all of these things that she's like, you know, there's things that we have to work. We did keep having to work on things because polygamy is about continuing to work. But, you know, then she goes down and says, somehow after 16 years, we had finally arrived at the ideal I had envisioned when I accepted the principle of polygamy.
So it took me 16 years.
Robin.
We've reached the ideal. And then I think literally right after this, this is when Robin comes.
Earlier on that page that you just read that quote from, I highlighted a couple of lines. And I find it so funny because Robin says these almost exact words in a current season when this was put in the book this long ago. So I find it so funny that she's read her book. Because this is Janelle's chapter, so it's not from her mouth that this phrase comes. The comparison of the comparison is the death of plural marriage. For instance, if I see one of my sister wives has an apple, my instinct is to say that I want apples, even if what I really want is an orange. I have to be true to myself and admit what I want is not simply wanting something because my sister wife has it. I can't, regardless, and say, Cody, you love her more because you gave her apples and I don't have apples. Robin says all the time, I have an apple and my apple is good. You got an orange. Your orange is good also, but you can't have an apple because it's my apple. So I just think it's funny that Robin used that same apple oranges. You can't have an apple because what we have is apple.
Right. And what you have is orange.
And an orange is great, but I can't have an orange either because that's your orange.
Because I have apple and you have orange. Right. Yeah. So that is kind of funny.
So funny.
So then in comes Robin.
Dun, dun, dun.
And in comes the TV show, you know? And so they've got a ton of talks and discussions and everything that are going on about doing this TV show at the same time that Robin is coming into the family. She did say that it delayed their courtship and then the marriage ultimately by a couple of months. And that Robin was bringing the three kids into the family, but they were excited about that. Janelle said she did feel like Robin was meant to be part of the family. And she said that since Mary Christine and her had so many children, they didn't have the time or the space to baby the kids. If something didn't go their way, tough. Get up, brush yourself off, get on to the next thing. We're not catering to you, because they had to move on. You know, you can't just spend all this time. And Robin coddles her children. I thought that was interesting because we're still seeing that.
Yep. Before I'm flipping back to the previous page really fast, just because I found it funny that, again, this is Janelle. We know Janelle's the money manager. It's hard to reconfigure your life, your needs, and your children's needs with a new wife in the picture. They didn't have a new income with a new wife in the picture. They just had a new wife and three more kids.
Right.
So all of a sudden, you had three wifely budgets.
Hey, Janelle.
Now all of a sudden, split it by four.
Because
Right, and add three more kids. So now
because Robin went into an apartment. Yeah. There was no room for her in the
She went into a rental house.
Right.
Yeah.
Rental house, yeah.
Yep. She went into a rental house. And so, yeah. Anyways, but again, she needs an income to support her household, and that's how they did it, right? Everybody had a budget.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, whatever money you have your money for the month, whatever you need, right?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, Robin's not working. Yeah, we've heard that too. It doesn't talk about in the book, but we've heard that she came with a bunch of debt. Whatever
maybe
that
we'll
is.
We'll hear that in her chapter.
Even if it's just a debt payment, it's still...
Well, we know it's to Victoria's Secret.
Yes, we've heard that too.
Something else that it says right
those
after...
Those were the only jeans that fit her butt.
Right after...
in her modeling days?
That's right. No. That was Lucky Brand? Or is it
Lucky Brand.
Buckle?
Lucky Brand.
Probably. No, she was... I don't remember. It'll come to me later.
But
continue.
After she talks about how Robin coddles her children more than they did, that sentence continues on to say, which is certainly understandable given their previously tumultuous home life. And I still am not 100% sure on what this tumultuous
home
life was.
Mentally kind to her?
And the thing
was
is,
he really mean to the kids?
Well, because... and the thing is, though, is like, was he really... I mean, because we don't really know. Was he really that unkind and terrible to Robin? Like, we don't ever hear...
No, we never hear much about...
That's what I'm saying. So it's just, it's very interesting that that is put in there. She's coddling, and then but Janelle's kind of giving her an out for because of this tumultuous home life.
I think that's the story that they knew at this time.
Right. Well, yeah, of course. Right. And I'm sure that it is. But I just think think it's funny. It's like that tumultuous home life thing is giving her an out, basically, with these other wives as to why she's this way with
but
her kids.
She continues on and gives her even more kudos on the next page and says, thanks to Robin, we are able to avoid bruised feelings and the long periods of unhappiness that used to follow our family talks.
Yep, it says she kept a cool head. She didn't let us leave the room until things were
settled.
So at
what point did Robin switch to where she was just going to go along with whatever Cody's plan was?
I don't think that's what it was. I think they stopped having family meetings. I think they stopped discussing things as a family.
Because I don't think Cody wanted to hear anybody else's opinion.
Slowly pulled away. I think they made their own decisions.
Because Janelle talks, you know, further down this page that she kind of rebuffed Robin at the beginning. She was like, I'm not, she wasn't really interested. And she finally had to start giving in and seeing that Robin was trying to do nothing but be kind. She's giving her all of this information, which also makes me wonder, how much of this book did Robin write?
Right.
And she said they still have a long way to go, her and Robin, at this point, but they have begun the journey. And again, she mentions, it seems as she was always meant to be here.
So are you insinuating that Robin wrote this book?
I think
the entire book?
No, I think they had somebody write it, but I think that it was
It is underlyingly said that she had a very heavy hand
in the editing.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
All right. I have heard that also.
I mean, I can believe it with some of the contradictory things that are being said even within the same chapters. Or even like they're saying this, but then like in their interviews, but they don't really also say at the this same time, things.
Cody was preaching to these women, you better be kind to Robin. You better be accepting of Robin. She's trying nothing. She's working so hard to be part of this family and everything. And you need to, you know, I think that was already started.
Yeah, that's probably
true. And I know we weren't there to see it on film, right? But think about it. How often was Cody telling Mary and Christine to get along when they were fighting in the beginning? Or Mary and Janelle to get along
at the beginning? It doesn't sound like...
You better accept your new wife, Janelle.
It doesn't sound like very much because it sounds like he ran away a lot.
Yeah. He just went and hid.
So it's like, it's really... When it comes to Robin, it's like the first one that he feels like he needs to go to bat for.
Right. Well, because we know he feels differently about her.
Right.
And then
the only one he's ever
very next the damsel in distress.
After that, it seems that she was always meant to be here. Says Robin possesses an amazing amount of emotional maturity.
She does.
And I want to know where that is.
It's probably in the same place that Cody's maturity is. It's together.
It's in question.
Well, that's together.
She has a personality of a diesel jeans model. That's and what it
was. Oh, diesel jeans.
Here's where the speaking Cody starts, though. They say she has helped Cody realize where he may be inadvertently shortchanging one of his other relationships.
The whisper.
Because if that's the case, then she failed miserably in that job.
Well, here's what I think is really funny. She's probably like, wow, have you seen Mary lately? She's really, I really think you should go spend some extra time with Mary. And he's like, nope, staying here. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
I tried.
Like she says she encouraged it and she always spoke for their other relationships and that he needed to go and he needed to fix this, he needed to do that. But like if he was like, she says it and he says no, I don't know how hard she really fought for him to really go.
Yeah.
It's more of like, I said it so I can say I said
and
it.
She's kind of saying that to preface this next section where she talks about over the years how Cody and her kind of fell under this habit of they only talked family business and finances anytime they were together. All their alone time was all like kids, family business.
Business.
And then get to business.
And she said she's and so work oriented so that it didn't seem strange to her because that's what she enjoys talking about. But they had stopped talking to each other about husband and wife. So she's kind of giving Robin this, like, she encouraged them to start having more marriage centered talks and relationship time together.
And if she did do that, that's a good thing, I think.
Right. But she said, you know, she's kind of rounding it out and saying that just like Cody and hers individual relationship, the entire family is still evolving. And that's the beauty of this principle. It demands that you never stop working on yourself in order to be the best person that you can be on the earth. And I think that Cody stopped a long time ago working on himself. And I think that Mary did. And I think a lot of them did.
Yeah.
And at the end, you know, she's kind of talking about the sister wives, how she has from time to time blurted out, you know, I would never be friends with you ever if we weren't sister wives. If it were possible, I'd hate you. And she says, but she doesn't hate them, not at all. You don't pick your sisters. Sometimes you get along with your sisters and sometimes you want to kill them. But deep down, you always love them, always. And I get what she's saying, because when you're part of family, you're like, my brother may not get along with him or whatever. No, this is not true of me.
Yeah. I'll always love you, but I don't have to
like
you right now.
We don't see each other very often at all because he is the busiest human I know.
And he lives in Oregon.
And he lives in Oregon.
Yeah.
But even if I went to Oregon, I don't know that he'd be there because he does guided hunts and
fishing. Right, he's in Canada a lot.
But, you know, you still love them. And I don't necessarily know with sister wives that you get that because
it wouldn't be the same type of love because you're not actual
when you
related siblings
as young kids together. Then you have those good memories of those things before you have the fights as the teenagers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've got other memories you're building on. Whereas Janelle came in and her building memories with Mary are all bad.
Right.
The building blocks there are horrible.
Right. If it ended to a sweet place though, you would say the road was hard. But we made it, Yeah. Right. And I think that's kind of where they were before Robin came. But at that point, they had made it. And you know what I mean? It's kind of like running a race, right? Or running a half marathon. Yeah. You and I have both done that. Yeah. You know, all three of us have done that before. Right. And, you know, there are times where maybe, I don't know, mile 8, mile 9, you're like, why did I even sign up for this? Like, this is like, the dumbest decision ever.
Only 4 more to go.
And then, like, you cross a finish line and they give you the medal and you're like, yes, yeah! When's the next race?
But and you're like, now I get to walk around Disneyland with this medal and people are going to be like, good job.
I will always say though that I get to the end of that and I say, what crazy person says, what we just did, let's do that one more time and to run a fall?
To do a full marathon.
We may do soon.
We might do that someday, Jill and I, in Disney World. We're mom will travel with us to watch us at the finish line, but she ain't going to do it.
Days are over, but there's a bear.
But I did want to say, though, in regards to the love thing, because you're... It's, I feel like there is just, like, some innate thing in us and, like, how we are created that when we are... family by this bonded, blood bond, like
family bond.
We have this love for each other that's just like this natural thing, I think, that exists. Whereas when you're coming into this situation, it's a love that you have to like really work on, like in any relationship. Right. And there are times when it says, but deep down you always love them always. In any of those types of relationship, I think that there's always the possibility that that love could go away. Whereas, like, my love for my children could never go away. I have this bond to them that's different. But, like, if something happened in a certain way at a certain point with, like, a husband, a boyfriend, whatever, that love could go away.
It's like, okay, let's, you know what I mean? Let's just put it this way. Let's say your mother or your child commits a horrible crime, you're probably still gonna love them. You're not gonna understand it. You're not gonna.
But you'll have a love.
You don't want harm on them. You see these parents in court all the time begging, please don't put them to death. Just let them have life in prison. All of these things.
Yeah.
Or for their parents or whatever. They don't wish that.
Right.
But you tell me that it's my husband or a friend or a sister.
It's not the same. Yeah. I would not
have that same feeling. You're right.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I think that it's kind of, that's kind of like a really strong statement to put in here about sister-wife relationship. It's just not the same.
Yeah. Well, and again, in a way, they don't believe in divorce. So if you don't believe in divorce and divorce is not an option, you just see divorce as not being an option.
They don't believe in divorce in chapter 6 or whatever we're in.
Right. Like their religion doesn't believe in divorce. Right. But then they leave the religion. So then it doesn't matter what their religion is.
Well, and the thing is too is no matter what, talking about relationships, like you said, it takes two, right? I could not believe in divorce with my whole heart. But guess what? My ex-husband still... walked out, found somebody new, found himself an attorney, filed with the court, and here we are. And eventually I had to sign the papers.
Yeah.
I could have, stood on a hill and refused, and that would have just drawn stuff out. But, you know, no matter how bad I didn't believe in it, he didn't want to be there anymore. So then why? Why are you going to keep holding on to somebody who doesn't want to be there
just
anymore?
Just because you don't believe in the thing.
Legally, if you had a fight with your kid and they are of age, they can walk away and move away and never turn around and never look back. And you could never talk to them ever again. And that's their choice once they're a grown-ass adult to do those things. And it's sad, but it's true.
Right.
Could break your heart every day, but... you know, that's
and
life
that's probably, and that's love that is going to stay there. Right. Whereas if it was a husband or a boyfriend that did that, eventually that love would go away because you'd find it somewhere else. But you're not going to find that love that you have for your kid in somebody else. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So in kind of in retrospect on this whole chapter, I found it sad.
Yeah, I found it. Oh, yes. I found it sad reading it 100%.
Yeah.
Even in the times where she like said good things, I just like still had this overall
because it was rain cloud. It was like here's
it.
A good thing.
It was an Eeyore chapter.
It was an Eeyore chapter.
And then it was like bad thing. But let me throw this one little good thing to make it sound like it was okay.
Right. Oh, but we moved into the house and it was great.
Yeah. And I.
But then there was this. And it was Robin.
Yeah. So that chapter made me very sad. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen.
Why couldn't we marry somebody independently wealthy?
Yeah. I think our next
I was supposed to do that for my second marriage.
The Christine and Robin chapters I don't think are super long, so we may be able to get both of those done.
We'll try
in the next one because together Janelle and Mary were,
we will try.
Janelle and Mary were quite lengthy in comparison to yes. these two together. So, anyway, that's where we are. It was kind of a wah wah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so if you're feeling depressy now because of this episode, we're sorry. We should have put a disclaimer at the beginning.
But hey, next we get to look at the lookbacks.
And oh man, is that going to be juicy.
I mean, the thing is just, you say everything ends up being like a want-want, but the thing is I feel like the whole season's end up being a want-want. As we do the rewatch, like literally we're going to have literally episodes the show be,
is want-want.
But like knowing where they're going, maybe that's why it's like kind of sad right now. Kind of a downer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so until next time.
Until next time. Remember...
I'm not going to remember.
You're not going to remember?
I'm going to forget.
Don't forget.
I always forget the tagline.
Until next time, remember, this is the podcast where chaos is always multiplied and never divided. Yay! Bye, friends.
Bye.
I'll write it on my book.
If your life is so chaotic you don't remember, you've been listening to the It's All Chaos podcast.
To support Tracy, Jill, or get access to any products we've discussed on the podcast, visit our websites at officiallytracytime.com,
shopjillybean.com,
or shopthechaos.com. If you've enjoyed learning about our chaos, you can always leave a positive review on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you download your podcasts.
And if you would like to tell us about your chaos, you can always email us at itsallchaospodcast@gmail.com, and maybe we'll read your email on the show.
And remember, when life gets chaotic, it's okay to listen to the podcast in your closet with a Starbucks eating raw cookie dough.